Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Video game deaths stick with fans for a lifetime. A lot goes into the writing, presentation, and execution of these scenes, but one way to make a character's death even more effective is to have them realize what's going to happen just before it does. These moments of clarity, whether they come mere seconds before the inevitable or days before, sometimes offer players the biggest insight into who these people really are, and these are the moments we're celebrating today. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 best I'm Dead and I Know It video game moments. Number 10. Tess finds hope, The Last of Us. Though The Last of Us's world is often quick and brutal when it comes to deaths, the nature of the zombie-like cordyceps outbreak means that some characters have to reckon with their demise before it actually happens. After all, being bit in this universe is a death sentence. Well, unless you happen to be the one girl in the world who's immune. It's Tess who first succumbs to this fate, though. Joel's companion in the hard year after the death of his daughter, Tess finds redemption in helping immune Ellie out of the quarantine zone in the hopes of delivering her to the Fireflies who are making a cure. Her journey doesn't last long, though, as she's bitten and sacrifices herself to give Joel and Ellie time to escape. Her confrontation with Joel is the particular highlight. Angry and frustrated, she's instrumental into talking sense into him and forcing him to believe in the cure and to become Ellie's guardian on the treacherous journey. It's a genuinely heroic moment in the face of death, and one few would muster in a world as desolate as The Last of Us's. Also, while I'm here, I can't not talk about Sam's realization that he's doomed either. That deserves definitely an honorable mention, if not his entire own entry. Him throwing that toy down, man, gets me every time. Number 9. Vesemir fights back, The Witcher 3. Vesemir, like all witches, was bred to fight to the end, and fight to the end he did. Surrounded by friends and family, Vesemir, Geralt, Ciri, and co. fend off a vicious attack by the ghostly soldiers of the Wild Hunt, who lay siege to the fortress that they're held up in. Eventually, it seems like all is lost, as the forces breach the main courtyard and are about to take what they came for, Ciri. Not one to give up without a fight, though, Vesemir is pinned to a wall by a Wild Hunt brute. There's no way he can win, but defiant to the end, he tells Ciri that she was always an unruly child, but that's what he always adored about her. Taking a page out of her book, he stabs the soldier holding him with a dagger, which has little effect, and is subsequently brutally killed. It's that unruliness in the face of his own fate that makes the moment so special, and his acknowledgement that it's better to fight to the end, even if there's no chance of winning, than give in to these evil beings. Number 8. Zeus finally shows fear, God of War 3. The original God of War trilogy took the drama of a father and son's family problems and blew them out to such massive proportions that they literally ended up destroying an entire civilization. That's what fans loved, though, and after 3 games, we finally received the final clash between Kratos and his father Zeus. The battle to end all battles was as epic as you'd expect from these two titans. But after successfully besting him a few times by this point, Zeus is never deterred in his own expectation to win. He looks to be right at one point as well, with Kratos almost succumbing to his all-powerful father. However, just when it all looks over, Kratos comes back from the brink and starts wailing on his would-be killer. With this second wind, he knocks Zeus down a peg, who quickly realizes that he's no match for the God of War. Knowing he's as good as dead, for the first time we finally see a glimmer of fear in Zeus's eyes, as he cowers backwards on the floor before being pulverized by Kratos's fists. Number 7. Dom makes the ultimate sacrifice, Gears of War 3. The original Gears of War trilogy never featured the most emotionally stirring story, but the exception to that was definitely Dom's arc. Marcus Fenix's partner in crime, Dom became the emotional heart of the second game as he raced to find his wife, who had been taken by the Locust Horde. Unfortunately, he's too late to save her when he eventually does catch up, and he's left as the last surviving member of his family. Gears 3 picks up with a Dom more dejected than ever, a man who already has one foot in the afterlife, in fact. Consequently, when a mission takes him to the burial place of his own family and he promises to be with them soon, you know, something is afoot. And afoot it is, as when the squad becomes surrounded by enemies, only Dom can save them. Barreling down a tunnel in a vehicle, he tells Marcus that he's pulling the plug before having one final word with his dead wife. In his final seconds, he closes his eyes before driving into the explosion that will save his friends. It's a nasty way to go, but those final seconds confirm that he finally found some peace. Number 6, a nuclear ending for BJ, kinda. Wolfenstein: The New Order. Alright, so this one is a bit of a cheat because BJ Blazkowicz is immediately saved at the start of the sequel. However, for all intents and purposes, the finale of Wolfenstein: The New Order was a farewell for the soldier out of time in more ways than one. By this point, he's completed his job, taken out the big villain, but has been intensely wounded in the process. Even worse, a nuclear strike is needed to confirm victory, which BJ calls in despite knowing he's in the detonation zone. Despite being one of the hardest men in the universe, at this point BJ has pretty much accepted that his time is up. There's no way he can fight a nuclear detonation, and thus spends his final moments waiting until he knows his fellow soldiers and friends are clear before bringing the bomb down on himself. While they escape, the wounded veteran muses over his life in a somber inner monologue. All the while, the affecting score rises. Once they're out of the zone, he rolls on his back and gives the all clear. The sequel cleared up that BJ could survive anything, even having his head removed from his own body, but there's a sense of finality to this finale, even if you know what comes next.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Number 5, Phelps is taken by the city, L.A. Noir. Cole Phelps is a bit of a dick. Though he presents himself as a by-the-book do-gooder, he isn't without his dark side. His troops in the war hated him, he cheats on his wife, and generally comes across as a right asshole to suspects. Still, he has mostly noble aims when it comes to his police work. He wants to clean up the city and snuff out corruption from inside the force, which puts him directly in the crosshairs of some of the most powerful people in LA. Consequently, he's promptly disgraced and kicked down to the pits of the arson desk, where he can no longer cause any trouble. That doesn't stop Cole from sniffing around, though, and stumbling upon a conspiracy greater than him. This results in an ending where Cole and the help he's enlisted are in the waterway tunnels under the city, which are in the midst of flooding. After helping his companions to safety, Cole sees a rush of water coming his way and, knowing his fate, doesn't even attempt to escape. Lowering his arm, he uses his final seconds to say goodbye before being taken away by the current. Number 4, Lord Shimura begs for an honorable death. Ghost of Tsushima. I don't think anyone expected Ghost of Tsushima to evoke the kind of emotion in its story that it did. The tale of Jin Sakai renouncing his samurai code and embracing a new style of combat and leadership to liberate Tsushima Island boasted some amazing characters, not least Lord Shimura, Jin's uncle who took him in after his father's death. It was Shimura who taught his kin in the ways of the samurai. Having dedicated his life to the code then, he's not too pleased when Jin resorts to a whole bunch of dodgy behavior to keep the people of the island safe. Eventually, he's forced to confront and kill Jin in order to restore order and stop his nephew's movement. Consequently, the final battle is between these two family members who still love each other but are forced into combat. Jin, of course, bests Shimura, after which the latter begs to be killed, to be granted his final honor and die in dignity rather than being robbed of a true warrior's death. You ultimately have the choice, but Shimura being granted his wish is perhaps the best and most bittersweet option. Number 3, Arthur gets a fatal diagnosis, Red Dead Redemption 2. Arthur Morgan is a peculiar case on this list, because the outlaw is informed of his death months before it happens. After progressively getting sicker, he's finally examined by a doctor who tells him the bad news. He's ill with tuberculosis and it won't be long before he succumbs to it completely. Understandably, Arthur doesn't take this news well. First, he enters the denial phase, insisting that he can't have what the doc says he has, before moving on to a state of annoyance after the physician asks if he'd be able to put his feet up and get some rest before his inevitable demise. The moment of acceptance for Arthur extends beyond the cutscene in the doctor's office, though. As you take control of the character again on the streets of Saint-Denis, you hear echoes of previous conversations, often chastising Arthur for the things he's done in his past. It took a life-changing event to put him on the path to redemption, and watching him come face to face with his own mortality in this scene is one of the most heartbreaking sequences in the whole game. Number 2, Saren commits suicide, Mass Effect. Honestly, this entire list could have been made up of moments from the Mass Effect trilogy. BioWare had a knack for character introductions, but they also knew how to deliver character exits. And whether it was Morden's realization that someone else might have gotten it wrong, or Anderson spending his final moments reflecting with Shepard, there were a lot of options to choose from. It's talking Saren into taking his own life that made the list, though, just because of how satisfying it is to be able to force a villain into seeing the error of his ways. Throughout the entirety of the first game, the rogue Turian Spectre has been aiding the Reapers in their quest to extinguish advanced life in the galaxy, succumbing more and more to their indoctrination in the process. You're able to argue with him about this a few times, pointing out that he's becoming brainwashed by the Great Force, and that there are other solutions than submitting to them as slaves. In the finale, if you have enough charm points, you can make this point again. Here, Saren finally realizes that you were right, and, too far gone to break the indoctrination, uses his remaining free will to thank you and then shoot himself in the head. Number 1, Aunt May's Confession, Marvel's Spider-Man. Aunt May's death in Insomniac's Spider-Man is the emotional apex of the whole game, and for good reason. After succumbing to a virus that's been released in NYC, old Webhead fights his way to get his hands on an antidote. Even when he has it, though, his job isn't over. Rushing to save his Aunt May, who at this point is in critical condition with the virus in hospital, he's faced with a choice. Use it all to save May right now, or keep it and develop a mass-produced cure that can be used to save millions of the afflicted. While Peter Parker initially doesn't know what to do, May knows that there's no choice. Using her final moments to talk to Spider-Man, she confesses that she knows who he really is, imploring him to take off his mask and let her see her nephew. Here, she tearfully tells Peter how proud of him she is, and how proud his Uncle Ben would have been, before reassuring him that he already knows what to do. Let her die, and make sure everyone else is saved. It is heartbreaking stuff, but it reflects the kind of responsible, compassionate
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And always moral character that May was.